A reminder from the NAACP. Don't be fooled. Elections matter. Vote.
He left Gemelli Hospital in Rome earlier, where he'd been undergoing treatment for 5 weeks. At one point, he had double pneumonia. CBS's Chris Livesay says the next 2 months of near isolation and intensive treatment will be tough for Francis.
Another thing he's going to have to do is resist temptation. We know that Pope Francis loves being among the people. And so, for instance, the crowds that were gathered just underneath his hospital room, he has to stay very clear of those. I mean, he was on a balcony high above the crowd, so it was just fine. But I'm sure, you know, if this were a 100% better Pope Francis, he would have loved to actually mingle with the people.
The BBC's Bethany Bell says there's relief among the faithful.
I spoke to one nun who said that she'd been praying every day for the Pope's health and that she couldn't describe her feelings today. She couldn't put them into words.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'll say it now. Keep your dreams alive. How's that for a show opening? And closing. You'll hear it again around noon. Piscopo was in Kenosha a couple weeks ago, made a big hit at the Kenosha Comedy Club. He started out with Sinatra impersonations on Saturday Night Live. Very good ones, may I say, and I think we should do a Joe Piscopo too. What do you say?
Discovered a young man whom I think is going to be a rock and roll superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes, he's Italian, and he has a unique way with a phrase, but more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here he is singing a medley of rock and roll classics. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
You're marvelous. Mr. Sinatra, a distinct honor and pleasure to be here with you, sir. Thank you so much. As you all know, I'm very fond of rock and roll. Right now, I'd like to do for you a rock tune. One made famous by the Rolling Stones. But right now, I'd like to do it the right way. My way.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain likely for today with highs reaching the upper 40s. Gusty southeast winds eventually will come around to the west and southwest later in the day. Some of the rain a bit heavy in spots. Rain ending tonight. Lows will drop to around the 30-degree mark. Right now it's 37.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Under my thumb, your cuckoo.
Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming, don't know when, but it soon catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, oh, whistling down the river, come on, deliver. Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy. Meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great.
just out of reach, down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe, maybe, maybe.
Stars, Johnny Mathis, early Sinatra with Harry James. Go back to James on that horn, but Frank was the star about that time.
Every day, just go along dawn till sundown. Here's the rundown. Every day that comes once in a lifetime. Take each day and gather the rosebuds in. In a lifetime, think of now. Tomorrow is waiting in the wings. Who knows what it brings? While the future waits, the present swings from day to day. In Brooklyn or China, across the bay. Only once comes this particular sky. Only precious hours will fly. Only once in a lifetime today comes by. So live, live, live today. I hear you. Fill each minute. Every day that comes once in a lifetime. Think
the future waits. The present swings from day to day. In Brooklyn or China, across the bay, only once comes this particular sky. Only once these precious hours will fly. Only once in a lifetime today comes by. So live, live, live today. La 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 la.
On Broadway.
So live today.
Mr. Broadway. Tony Bennett. Day 1954.
The night is dressed up for dreaming, and on the meadows below, a star falls out of the heavens and fades in the air.
of the Stars. Picture of 1957, Johnny Mathis had the hit. Wild as the Wind. Here's Kenneth Branagh.
No one can tell me. Nobody knows where the wind comes from, where the wind goes. It's flying from somewhere as fast as it can. I couldn't keep up with it, not if I ran. But if I stopped holding the string of my kite, it would blow with the wind for a day and a night. And then when I found it, wherever it blew, I should know that the wind had been going there too. So then I could tell them where the wind goes, but where the wind comes from, nobody knows.
sign I'm needing. Ain't that a shame? It's so hard to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere. When love's to blame, so ill wind, ill wind blow away. Let me rest today. You're blowing me no good, no
Ted Kaler wrote that. For Broadway, Ill Wind.
High on a windy hill, oh, I feel my heart stand still. Oh, I can hear you calling my name.
Thank you. Jackie Gleason Orchestra with Artie Melvin and Doris Day. The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. Andy Williams, this is from Hollywood. The picture Papillon. Steve McQueen. Dustin Hoffman. Andy Williams.
Yesterday's world is a dream, like a river that runs through my mind. And the white pebbled stream that I knew as a child. Butterfly wings in the sun taught me all that I needed to see. For they sang to my heart. Oh, look at me.
Is it yellow, red, or blue?
Wheels and the white pebble stream that I knew as a child. Butterfly wings in the sun taught me all that I needed to see. For they sang to my heart.
is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red, or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his collar fade? Is a gentle breeze a lighter shade? Just like his friend the sea, the wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air? And this fragrance just a rose in prayer, giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love. I've seen them all with my daddy's eyes. I know that grass is green, Daddy. I've touched it with my toes. And snow is pure as white, Daddy. I felt it with my nose. But my favorite color has to be the color of your love for me. And Daddy, I've been told that love is always gold. Is the
Jack recorded it in 1997, a ballad about a young blind child trying to envision the world.
rest of the story. Peggy would never forget September 1907. It was then that her mother, Maybelle, enrolled her in the Forest Avenue Elementary School in Atlanta. And that morning, on the first day of the first grade, well, it was not a happy day. Peggy was upset by what she perceived as an unnecessary change in her life. She threw a tantrum, is what she did. She would not go to school, she exclaimed through tears. She would stay with her mother and things would always be as they always were. But this is the rest of the story. Mother Maybelle did not say a word. Instead, she went outside and hitched up the horse and buggy and took her daughter for a ride. The destination was a rundown section of town, a once grand and dignified neighborhood called Jonesboro. As the two drove along, Maybelle pointed to the proud old homes of yesteryear that now lay in ruins. "Look over there," Mother said. "Fine, wealthy families used to live in those houses." And yet the gardens that had once exploded with color were now choked with weeds, just as the glorious bygone days of Jonesboro had been suffocated by a grim and unpredictable future. What happened to everybody, little Peggy wanted to know. Maybelle pulled back on the reins. The buggy stopped. It was very simple, she explained, looking deep into her young daughter's eyes. Before the war between the states, the young women who lived in Jonesboro were content to be charming and social, but they embroidered their lives away. For after the war had deprived them of their means, they had nothing left to rely on. They had no skills, no education. Should your own world explode someday, Maybelle said, a new world would replace it. But when everyone loses everything, everyone is equal, except for what each person possesses inside his own brain. Well, little Peggy listened and understood. If she did not go to school, she would end up like the unfortunate inhabitants of Jonesboro, wasting away, depending upon the kindness of strangers. And Peggy never forgot that hot September day. And one day she wrote about it. No, not precisely as it happened, but rather she patterned a character in a novel in part after her own mother and made the character say the things that her mother had said. You never knew until right now, but the person in the book is more than anyone who ever lived, like Peggy's mother, Maybelle Mitchell. Of course, you know Peggy's masterpiece, Margaret Mitchell's American masterpiece, has Gone with the Wind. And if you are sufficiently familiar with the dialogue therein, you have recognized Maybelle and her long ago admonition as words straight from the mouth of, no, not from Scarlett O'Hara. Margaret Mitchell immortalized her mother's strength, her mother's independence, her mother's common sense, even her mother's own words. In a fictional character, the whole world came to love and to admire. That fictional character, with the ultimate truth from his lips, was Rhett Butler. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Gone.
that thrilled my heart, gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart, just like a flame. Love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream that is gone with the wind.
Today, Ali Rubel and Herbert Magidson wrote that. And Julie London, 1957.
Sometimes I'd like to settle the wind and ride to where you are. We may meet in a valley or on a green hill. Will I be yours? You know I will. Dearest one, my place in the sun is by your side, I know. So I could, I'd saddle the wind. Some starry night, I'll saddle the wind, and straight to your arms I'll go.
I left her far behind me, and
Susanna. More on him in just a bit. Here's Barbara. Dimitri T. Hopkins. Music.
Your life itself.
Washington added the lyrics, 1957. And Dmitri Tiomkin. Big fan club for both. Stand by for news. On the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Lou Regani, the music of the star.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, Pope Francis has returned to the Vatican after 5 weeks in the hospital. Before he left, he blessed a crowd that had gathered. The BBC's Bethany Bell was there.
There was a real surge of emotion in the crowd. People, just before he was wheeled out, we could see that there was some activity going on inside. And people started chanting, Papa Francesco, Papa Francesco.
Bethany says Francis will be in near isolation through May.
They say for at least 2 months he needs to concentrate on rest and recuperation. They've said it's important for him to avoid large groups of people. They also suggested he should keep away from children because of the risk of infection, and also not do things that are going to stress him too much, would be too much effort for him.
CBS's Chris Livesay says the Pope likely wants to participate in upcoming Jubilee year events.
We've certainly seen a Pope who is tenacious. I'm sure he's eager to get back at it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosenstock.